communicators, Dr. Stephen Ward and Jane Sterling, who was the daughter of the house when Frederick Chopin stayed at Stirling Castle in Scotland.
This sound was recorded on the 2nd of April, 1964, medium Leslie Flint.
Who is the bounder?
Frightful Bounder Ward.
Your voice is not sounding like usually like yourself. Is it Ward?
Gas, if it's work.
Who is? That's not Ward. Somebody's imitating. Who is speaking? If it is Ward, I never knew you were an actor as well as osteopath and artist. Now an actor. For goodness sake, don't start impersonating anybody.
Got his just desserts.
What?
Frightful Bounder got his just desserts.
That is not Stephen, that
is. Where is it?
Oh, did you do
that? Who's that did? I was pulling a leg.
Oh, you leg.
I was repeating some of the things that I've heard, you know. Frightful Bounder, you know, got his just desserts. Jolly good show, chap. All that nonsense.
Have you been hearing that lately?
Oh, I've been listening to things, you know.
Yes.
Actually, you know, really, it's quite amusing now, in a sense.
Yes.
I suppose I shouldn't, in a way, but I do see the funny side of it.
Yes, you must see the funny side of it, because...
It's funny how we've all had to pay the price.
Yes. You know, there's a book written lately.
I've heard about it.
You've heard about it?
And I haven't read it.
I've just started reading it. You haven't read it.
No.
But I think it's very much to your favour.
Oh, very nice.
Ludovic Kennedy, you know him?
Yes.
Ludovic Kennedy. Well, he has been rating the judge for one thing, Griffiths, you know, Griffiths Jones. And so far, as far as I've read, he's very, very amusing.
Who is the judge?
No.
You know, I didn't find him very amusing.
No, the Ludwig was funny about Griffith Jones.
Griffith Jones.
Griffith Jones is a man who was not defending you. He was what we are. You know Griffith Jones, don't you?
You're thinking about the court case.
Court cases.
Yes.
Well, I just started reading the book.
Well, you must let me know all about it.
Huh?
You must let me know all about it.
Yes, I will, as soon as I finish it.
So someone's actually written a book about me, my.
Yes.
I suppose it all.
But it's not against you at all. This man, as far as I've read, seems to think, as you have already told me, that you were the scapegoat of the establishment, And that is written in black and white, in the book.
Well, of course I was a dumb old scapegoat.
Yes.
And now the girls.
The girls?
Who are? I mean, Chris is in prison, isn't she?
Yes.
She's due out any day, isn't she?
Is she out?
She's paying the price, isn't she? Well, funny how all the others get off scot-free.
Mm. And, what have you been doing, Stephen?
Oh, what have I been doing? Rooting around, sorting things out, sorting myself out, trying to find out all I possibly can. Not doing so badly, considering I pretty well, I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Good.
I did hear something about this book, but I didn't quite know if it was published. I didn't quite know exactly what its attitude was going to be. So it's actually out.
The attitude so far is very much to your favour.
Oh, very nice too.
Yes.
I appreciate the kindness of the person concerned, but I don't suppose it'll do very much good. I don't know, it might.
Yeah, I'm sure
it might make it a bit easier for others in the future.
Yes.
Although, I don't know. Once you get the wrong side of the establishment, you're headed.
Yes, I know.
No justice then. Someone has to pay the price.
Yes, I know.
How are you, old dear?
Oh, I'm fine.
Looking well.
Mm. Keep on talking. Don't for goodness sake disappear.
No intention of disappearing. I can possibly help in the way.
It's
very difficult there. Still haven't really got the hang of it. I suppose it's just because I'm not so used to it, but I will eventually.
Yes.
What's all this about Mandy?
Mandy?
I understand she's going to be a film actress.
Yes.
Goodness me.
She's going to take the part of Danny Hill.
My
Danny.
God, she won't have to act, will she? Rather stupid, really, when you think about it. Still, I don't suppose I shall see it. They won't get my five bob.
Not worth five bob.
Really, you know, it just goes to show, doesn't it?
Yes.
Oh, sensationalizing it, you see.
Extraordinary.
Still, it looks as if I've done some of them a bit of good.
The press are very, very... there's in the Daily Mirror. There's a very nice picture of you in there. And they're talking about this book, you know, that's come out.
Oh, you mean the reviews? They're reviewing the book, are they?
Yes.
Yeah.
You must know Ludovic Kennedy, don't you?
Yes, of course I do. I don't know terribly well.
No. But he's very much on your side.
Well, it's very nice of him.
What was the title again?
I suppose it's... Oh, I don't know. I suppose that power... I don't know.
Well, I think it's a very good thing that all this is coming out again, you know. As long as it doesn't affect you.
It doesn't affect me in the slightest. I quite frankly, I mean... I don't mind one iota. I don't make such a difference to me.
As long as it doesn't affect you, I'm very, very glad.
So it doesn't affect me in the slightest, because I've got over all that ages ago now.
Well.
But I'm surprised in the way that I bothered to write a book. Especially with, about me, of all people. I wouldn't have thought it was that interesting.
It's the injustice of the court, you know.
Oh, someone's cottoned onto that.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't stand an earthly, I knew that. Well, they couldn't get me on one count, they intended to get me on another. That was pretty obvious.
Yes,
they tried various things. They wanted to make quite sure that I was going to pay the price, you know.
Yes, but, anyway, don't think about it.
Well, I'm not thinking about it. You discussed it first, and I don't remember now, but it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. I can talk about it quite without any sort of emotion.
Dispassionately.
Oh, yes, quite dispassionately. Makes no difference. I feel so sorry for Valerie, you know.
For who?
Valerie. Perfumer's wife.
Oh, Perfumer.
I think she's been marvellous, you know.
Yes.
The way she's stuck by him and all the rest of it. I think she's really one of the few of us who have come out with glowing colours, you know. I really feel she's a wonderful person.
Yes.
Because he's as well, I probably shouldn't say it, but anyway, actually, I could say a lot, but it would never do, really. It wouldn't do any good, but I think she's marvellous the way she's stuck
with you. She has been right through, very helpful.
Because, believe me, I could say a great deal about certain people, but it wouldn't do any good, and there's no point in it. But believe me, the people that should have gone to Jack are the very people who are basking in the sunshine and enjoying themselves in the best resorts and what have you.
Yes, I believe so.
I'm sure of it. I know jolly well. Mm. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, it really is. When you think of British justice, the scales were tipped down heavily against me, but it was all pretty piled up and deliberate. I can assure you of that. I had to pay the price, all right.
Yes.
I'm not sorry. I mean, I'm not regretting anything. I realize that we all, pay the price sooner or later. But it seemed to me that, I suppose I shouldn't have taken my own life. It was wrong, but...
In the book, it's showing up a lot about the injustices of the law.
Oh, I think there's no doubt about it, but...
British justice. Injustice.
Once you get on the wrong side of the set, you've had it, chum.
Mm.
You can do what you like as long as you do it quietly and don't drag them into it. But my God, if they get one of their own chaps dragged in and it brings any discredit on the set, then they'll make sure they'll root you out. Talk about a fox hunt.
I can't understand. Why can't people come forward as though those who receive truth everything and
Emily, this chap who's written a book has sort of come out with quite a bit. But of course, I suppose even he's got to be careful.
I believe he's not too careful. I don't know what's going to happen. I just read right through.
Well, I can see you sitting up in bed,
Turning
the pages over. Goodness me. You won't rest until you've read it.
I won't.
But they brought out such a lot of nonsense in the case.
Yes.
Really, quite frankly, I was absolutely amazed at some of the statements that were made. I just couldn't believe I was hearing right, you know.
I mean,
certain statements, in fact, certain things were said which, frankly, completely overwhelmed and baffled me. I couldn't believe that people could be such shocking liars. You know, with all due respect to the girls, and they certainly came out with some corkers.
Yes, they did.
Especially one of them, but still, I'm not bearing any ill will. What's done is done.
And I really don't know. I've seen shows. I don't want to say about it. I ain't a problem, but when I read the book thoroughly, I understand it. I shall let you know.
Well, I knew they intended to cook my goose. I thought that was so obvious. I got to the point where I thought, well, I've had it, chum, and I just didn't feel like going on, you know. Sounds as if you've got a visitor. Someone's ringing your doorbell.
Is that Uncle?
Oh, I heard it go, yes, but I didn't like to say anything.
Oh, don't say anything, yes.
Are you expecting someone?
No.
Oh.
Nobody.
I don't worry about it. I think it's someone got locked out.
Oh, I see. Serves them right.
Don't worry.
No.
Went and had a peep.
You had a peep? how sweet. You really are a pet, you know. Now that has made us all disturbance.
I think they've forgotten their keys.
Well, there are several bells to ring. The young boy is downstairs. Why don't they ring that bell? Can you see how many there are, Stephen? Are you there?
Never mind, it'll come back.
Everything's okay, let's talk on.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good. Don't think the bell will ring again.
Oh.
They're all right now.
Let's
know what we're talking about. Let's think now. Oh, dear. Talking about the trial and one thing or the other, weren't we? Yes. Well, you must read this book and let me know.
Yes,
because
yes.
Because I should be very curious and very interested. I'll try and,
Yes.
Oh, dash. Wait a minute.
All right.
I don't know.
Might be perhaps an alchemy. She wouldn't be out. Mickey? Yes, I can hear you. It's rather difficult, isn't it? I can't hear you now. Hello, Stephen. Oh, I don't think you can carry on. Mickey? I'll create such commotion if any goes upstairs and forgotten their key.
Quite sure she can hear now.
Oh, yes, now.
Can you hear now what I say?
Yes, and that you, Jane?
I can no stay, but I just thought you'd like to know that I was here.
Oh.
I'm here with Frederick.
Oh, good.
We're all kind to help our new friend.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Stephen.
Yes.
He's such a nice person.
Isn't
and
he?
I'm sure that when he becomes more used to it, he'll become a very good communicator.
He has.
He's a very fine young person, and we like him very much indeed.
Oh,
and
yes.
We were all so sorry about everything that happened.
Yes.
It was such a pity.
Oh.
Of course he had his weaknesses, but who hasn't?
Everybody.
No one is perfect. Oh,
such
a nasty business.
But
I just wanted you to know that I hadn't forgotten you, although I haven't been for some time, and that we're all here tonight.
Oh.
We're doing our best, as you know,
yes.
But it's bound to be a little difficult at times.
Yes.
You understand all
of
these things.
Course
I'm so pleased to see you looking so well.
Oh.
And the medium's well too, I hope.
Yes, I'm all right.
Oh, how you to come and speak, Jane. Is Stephen there still?
Still here, but I think he found it just a wee bit tiring.
Oh, yes.
I think he lost the contact, as you call it, you know?
Yes.
He didn't seem to be able to return properly.
So
one of us, two of us have decided to come, you see?
Yeah, how's Frederick?
Oh, he's very well, and very busy, of course, and very happy. And, of course, we've taken this new friend under our wing, and we're doing all we can for him, all of us here, because we know that he was a member of our group
a very
long time ago.
Tell me something about it, Jane, if you can. Do you think you can?
Of course.
Tell me.
He was a very nice person.
Mm.
A long time ago.
Yes.
In Rome.
In Rome, yes.
And also he was at Pompey.
A what?
At Pompey.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call it? Pompey.
Oh, Pompey. Pompey. Oh.
No, not Pompey.
Yes.
Pompey.
Oh, Pompey.
Pompey.
Oh,
Pompey.
Yes, yes, yes. We were all there then, weren't we?
It was one of our incarnations.
Yes.
And he was there too.
Oh.
He was an artist, and he was very clever too,
yes.
And used to decorate the houses with the murals.
Oh, yes.
But he was killed.
He was killed, was he? In the earthquake?
In the
eruption.
Of Vesuvius.
Oh.
But that's the link. He was not exactly closely connected, but he was connected because he was accepted for his talent and his brilliance in doing decorations.
I see.
And he was working on some decorations at the time during the eruption of Vesuvius. And before he could escape, he was killed.
Oh.
Actually, he was killed by a falling pillar, from what I've been able to understand. It wasn't actually, if the pillar hadn't fallen and killed him, he might have had an opportunity to have got away. But, of course, he was stunned. And by the time, of course, he probably would have come round, it was too late. That's what I've been told. Anyway, we feel very drawn to him.
New drawings in the Betty Brothers, you
know? I don't know.
No.
No, but he did a lot of the work that's to be seen, I believe, still today in different houses.
Oh.
And I think that he was accepted socially, which was rather unusual for the day for artists or artisans to be accepted into the better houses. But he was such a talented person and very much sought after, you know.
Yes.
But perhaps someone can tell you more about it than me. But I can assure you we're doing all we can to help him. He's very much happier now.
Oh, thank God.
But he had to come back, as many people do, to Earth for experience and knowledge.
Yes.
And what may seem a tragedy isn't always a tragedy. It may seem so from the material point of view when you see it on your side. But it isn't necessarily so from this side, from the aspect of life as we see it.
Yes.
Sometimes it's necessary for people to experience unpleasant things, to be tested and to go through great trial and tribulation.
Yes.
Sometimes it has to be. Anyway, he's very much happier now, and he's beginning to discover many things, and he will soon enter into his own environment and be a very happy person. Of that I'm quite sure.
He explains things beautifully.
I can quite well imagine it, because while he's still associated or near to the earth,
he's
bound to have, you know, sort of ability to transmit, perhaps
that's
even better than those of us who've been here a long time.
Yes.
It's sometimes more difficult for us to explain certain things, which may be a great interest to you.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm sure he will do his best.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
It's nice to talk to you again, my dear.
Uh-huh.
And we all send our love and our blessings to you.
All right. And give my love to everybody.
Of course.
And especially to Frederick. Yes?
Of course.
Thank you, Jane, for coming.
Hello, Rose.
Hello.
May I ask you to...
Yes.
Try try to use your influence.
Yes.
As far as the medium's concerned.
Yes.
And not to go, or not to consider, yet a while anyway,
yes,
taking any long unnecessary journeys.
Long and unnecessary journeys?
Yes. I understand there's been some conversation about the possibility of going on the continent.
Yes.
I wouldn't advise this, certainly not for the moment. Perhaps at some later time it may well be, but not for the moment.
Yes.
Just to do a certain amount, as we've suggested, and not to overtax himself.
Yes.
He's in no fit state to consider going long distances or to take on responsibilities, no matter how tempting they may be. I'd much prefer him to be peaceful and quiet and to do a limited amount of work and to look after himself here.
All right, Dr. Jeff. I'm sure he's heard you.
Yes, I have.
Thank you, Dr. Jeff.
You look after yourself, young man. Don't do anything without first consulting us. It is this person that has been sitting with you is an extremely nice gentleman, but at the same time, I wouldn't advise you to consider going to give sittings, not necessarily only for him, but for anyone else. Carry on as you are. Wait a while. Perhaps a little later on, things may be different. But I don't want you to start moving at distances, travelling about. I want you to stay here in this house. By all means, occasionally go out if the weather's good, but don't think of going abroad yet. Leave it to me. Try and be contented. Sorry about the break, Rose.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yes.